service tonight. So we want the Lord to keep his hand upon him, give him plenty of time to deliver what the Lord has put on his heart. And sorry for the circumstances that bring him again back to this area. A few weeks ago, or last month, I guess it was, a touch of pneumonia in his body, but God touched him. God helped him. Amen. And now his wife injured in the fall. But God has a plan. God has a way of bringing forth his glory, and we're thankful for it. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So we're asking Brother Farmer to come and share the word of the Lord with us, and the anointing of God be upon him in a mighty way tonight. In Jesus' name, praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap. We love you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God is good. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. You could text her. She don't know how to watch it, so I don't know how to watch it. But I go to the podcast and watch you guys after it's been recorded, but I've never gone live. I am here, I believe, under mandate from the Lord. It started out as a request for pastor, and he told me everybody here was sick, and I said, uh-oh. I said, I don't want to come and get something and take it back to my wife in the hospital. And he said to me, he said, well, get some vitamin C and amp up there, brother, and get down here. So I was a little concerned, especially after just going through pneumonia, walking pneumonia for a long period of time. And so I've been praying with Life Church in the morning at the hangar at 5:30 a.m. to 6:30, and been doing that on a daily basis. And during one of those prayer meetings, I felt the Lord direct me, and I've never done this before. So what a great place to try it out. Woo! Live, no matter. Huh? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, I believe God has got something special tonight. If the Lord would allow me the gifting to bring our faith where it needs to be, because faith has to be stirred up. Faith has to rise in order to meet the Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to do something weird. I'm going to pray right now because I need his help. Lord Jesus, I trust you. God, I praise you. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, to take this service, God, from this point on. Lord, that your anointing would come through me. But God, that your word would do a work tonight. Oh, God, your word is a word of life, God. Hallelujah. Let life, Lord, and health, God, come to this congregation tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. I'm going to read a text here from Matthew 12, starting at 10 to 21. Matthew 12 and 10. Let me know when you get there. It's already there. It's on the screen. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? Talking about Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thy hand. And look what the man did. He had faith enough. He stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Yeah. Of course, not everybody's happy when God does his miracles. And the Pharisees then went out and they held counsel against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And he charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust." I find this is pretty interesting, him being in a synagogue, being with a bunch of Jews, and that the prophecy was for the Gentiles. Pretty amazing. It's right there in the Word. That prophecy was for us. The Jews were trying to figure out how to way to prove him wrong. Hey, I'm here tonight trying to figure out a way to prove him right. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in this word. I believe this word, amen, can leave us, amen, different tonight, amen, than when we came. I don't care how somebody comes through the door, but I care how they leave. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I pull my subject title tonight from the last part of 15 and 21, the healing name of Jesus, the name we can trust. Amen. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them they look good tonight, and they're glad that they're here and may be seated in Jesus' name. You look good, Pastor.
You look good, bro. I appreciate it. Glad you're here.
Amen. My wife sends her love, and I let her know that I was getting close to Sterling, and I sent her a little text. I sent her a little face with the lips puckering and a little heart going out on it, you know. She texts me back and says, "Don't you be kissing and driving," she says. But she sends her love, I've been in a hospital and been on surgeries and all that, and she is taking very good care of me. And I tell you, it's different sitting there looking at her. And I'd trade her places in a second if I could. But different kind of thoughts and different kind of heartbeat, different kind of realities coming into my mind. The doctor said when they first seen her there, she had great big blisters on her legs the size of my hand, two of them. And they said, "Well, we're not going to be able to operate like that. We're going to have to pin this together and stretch it apart, put a rod outside, and then after that's done, it'll be 2 weeks before we can operate." And so, okay, well, so be it, Lord Jesus. But God, you know, we're asking you to do something, asking for a miracle, asking you to touch. And so the day the doctor come in and he looked at that and he goes, "Well, 50-50 chance on whether I can operate tomorrow or not. But we're going to probably put the pins in." And okay, all right, so operation was early in the morning. They supposed to be out of there before 5:30. Well, I was there. They didn't show up till 7:30. They took her at 7:30 and took her to operate on her, and they called me. The nurse called me, had my phone number, after she was in there an hour and a half, and they said, "Well, he's going to do the pins, going to stretch her leg apart." And I said, "Okay, thank you for the call." She hung up. I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus, God, she don't want to stay in that bed another 2 weeks before they operate. God, that you could touch her. God, that you could heal. I called on the name of Jesus, amen." About an hour and a half later, I got another call from the same nurse. It says, "Well, the doctor changed his mind. He's doing the whole operation." Praise God. Praise God. So, So yesterday was a week since the operation. So she would have one more week to go before they did the operation. And then another 9 to 12 weeks after that. But she's in rehab now. And at first they said we're going to need 10 days of rehab at $4,700 a day. Hallelujah. Thank God provides. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I talked to the lady that's doing the work on her, and Lisa's moving so good. She says, I don't see 10 days. God is working. God is healing. Hallelujah. God is touching her. And I believe that leg's going to be strong. I believe she's going to be victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is Jesus' name. He is a healer. He's a name we can trust. It can look like everything's all smashed up and you don't know how he's going to fix it or what he can do. And the doctors say this and the doctors say that. But I tell you what, the great physician, when he steps into the room. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 tells us that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all. Say that with me. Healing all. Come on, some of you didn't say it. We've got to build up your faith. Say it with me. Healing all. Got almost all of you. I tell you what, the ones that want to be healed will participate. Lisa has to participate in her healing. She has to pray herself. When it's time to move that leg, she's got to suck it up, move the leg. Amen. If we want to move a God tonight, amen, we got to participate. We got to participate. You don't know what God can do until you participate, until you get with his spirit, amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:16 says here that when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Devils. You know, sometimes I just think the devil's in it. I know I have an enemy and I got a big target on my back, and my family has a target on their back. And I understand that the enemy fights us. I've been in working with some folks up north over the last 10 years, and we've cast out some devils, amen. In Jesus today, they brought him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And watch this next verse here, next phrase. And he healed all that were sick. Say that with me. He healed all. All. There's something about all received the Holy Ghost. Something about all were baptized. Something about all were healed. We can get into a spirit realm tonight, and we can lift our faith, amen, hallelujah, to touch the spirit that's in this place. He will do a work. Amen. He will do a work. Verse 17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, the prophet saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. There's a weight there. And when he hung on that cross, and when before he was hung on the cross and he was whipped at that whipping post, and them stripes were for our healing. You see, he already paid the price for our healing. It's paid for. Come on, somebody. It's paid for. It's kind of like the Holy Ghost. He wants you to have it. It's a gift, but you got to reach for it. You got to do something to get it. You're not just going to lay there or sit there and receive the Holy Ghost. No, it's got to be a desire, amen. The Bible says that if he hungers and thirsts, amen, hallelujah, he will be filled. I believe it's the same thing with healing. I think it's the same way, amen, whether it be the devil bothering, whether it be psychological, hallelujah, whether it be your flesh, I really don't care. My God can heal it all. This word bear, if you look it up in a Strong's, it says it has the idea of removal. But it means it to carry. In other words, he removes it and carries it away for you. He's already paid for it. Amen. He puts this on oneself. Amen. Something to be carried away. Amen. Matthew 4, 23 and 24. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, are we in the kingdom tonight? Are we part of the kingdom tonight? Do you believe in the kingdom message? Do you believe in the gospel? The good news. Did you know that there were two? Did you know that there were two? Pastor can straighten this out if I mess up. Yeah, there's two. There's some good news to tell you. All you got to do is believe. But if you study your scripture, you're going to find a gospel of Christ. I mean, them are words that are in the Bible, Brother Mike. The gospel of Christ. So that's the one I want you to believe in. That's the one I want you to trust in. Amen, is the gospel. And if you're in the kingdom tonight, then he's preaching to us. Then he's talking to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in the kingdom. I am his child. Amen. He cares for me. And he cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he goes on and says, and healing all manner. Say that with me. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That's what happens in the kingdom. That's what happens in the kingdom. I don't care the sickness. All matter. All matter. Woo! I get excited about this. Amen. And his fame went out throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases, torments. Doesn't matter what the problem is. Doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, spiritual. I don't care. He heals all manner. He'll do it all. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Diseases and torments and those that were possessed with devils. I tell you what, a devil's got to be a dumb devil. I mean, really, that's got to be a dumb devil. That's got to be a devil that's so intent on what he's doing, he forgets whose presence he's in, and he just hangs on till he gets there. And he goes, uh-oh. Come on, now, because he ain't got a chance. He ain't got a chance. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell me to do? What pig are you going to send me in? Come on. That's what he does to devils. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And possessed with devils and those that were lunatic. Hey, a hallelujah. Any of those in here besides me? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm a lunatic for Jesus. And God, he can help me tonight. Amen. Amen. And those that had the palsy. And the Bible says he healed. Healed them. Doesn't matter the disease. Doesn't matter how crazy you may think it is. Let me tell you what, you need to be crazy for Jesus. There's some Bible that talked about being addicted, amen, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, he can do anything. He can heal anybody. It doesn't matter the spirit. Don't matter how many devils. How many devils did the guy that was chained up with the guardian? How many legions did he have? Lots. Doesn't matter. You know, in just a few moments, that man, hallelujah, is clothed and in his right mind. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter the disease. It doesn't matter the problem. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, and we understand this is for us. But I tell you what, there's a next step here. Amen. If you got faith enough to reach for it, it's also from your family members. It's also for your family members. Let me read you some scripture in Luke 4, 38. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Jesus will take care of your relatives. He cares. If it's attached to you and you care about it, he cares about it. Hallelujah. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them. And when the sun was setting, all that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And watch this. He laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. He healed them. He healed them. Oh, give the name of the Lord a hand clap right now. I tell you, we're Gentiles, and we can trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Luke 6, 17 through 19 says, and he went down with them and stood in the plain, the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people. Great multitude. Out of Judea, Jerusalem, and from the seacoast, Tyre and Sidon, and they came to hear him, and they didn't just come for a good little Bible lesson. Come on, somebody. Come on. Maybe that's what it started out to be tonight, but I'm praying for more. I'm praying, God, amen, hallelujah, that we've stepped into his presence tonight. I can feel him in this place. Amen. And they come to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Amen. 19 says, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue out of him, and healed them all. Say that with me. He healed them all. Now, I don't know whether we're much of a multitude tonight. I just seem to have this kind of faith tonight that Jesus can heal thousands, or he can heal 30, or he'll heal whoever will. He'll heal whoever will reach. He'll heal whoever's got faith. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for before. Doesn't matter to me. Let me ask you a question. If one of our visitors comes in and they're hungry, Brother Mike, and they go up here and they repent and they're trying to get the Holy Ghost, and maybe we even get them in the water, and they get baptized, and they just don't get the Holy Ghost, do we give up?
No, never.
What do we do? When he comes in next service, get what we do. Oh, go again, bro. You can do this. That Holy Ghost is like climbing a ladder, man. You go up the next step, and one of these times you're going to get up there, you're going to let go of the handrails. Hallelujah. You're going to get it. Well, why don't we do the same thing for healing? Why do we just do it once or twice? And, well, if you, it just must not be the will of God. Wrong. Wrong. Is it not God's will for each and everybody, amen, that seeks him? My Bible tells him so he can seek and get the Holy Ghost. Have that Holy Ghost. I will be in you, amen. That's because you haven't got it yet. Don't mean you need to give up. I don't care if you've had something for years. Look, I had walking pneumonia, I believe, for years and didn't know it. Yeah, I believe that. But, oh, hallelujah. It come to a place, amen, in my life where it had to be dealt with. And yeah, I went to the doctor, but I tell you what, I was on my knees. Hallelujah. I was asking God for a touch to direct them doctors, amen. Hallelujah. To touch me himself. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel like doing a llamas here tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for. If you know what, we've tried to have big offerings before for Christmas for Christ. But Pastor Blackshear said something the other day that sparked me. He said that as they were doing the pledges for the Christmas for Christ thing, that faith walked through the door. Let me tell you something. If we can get a hold of a little bit of faith, amen, tonight, amen. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for or how many times pastor prayed for you. Does not matter to me. Tonight, amen, may just be the top of the ladder for somebody tonight. Hey, I believe it. I believe it. And he healed them all. Well, guess what? Jesus is not here in person, but he's here in spirit. I can feel him. He's in me. Amen. Well, for you doubters out there, I got some Bible for you. John 14, 12 and 13 and 14. Listen to this word. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's a thread all through this Bible here, from the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the New Testament. And as you have not, because you, well, I've asked and I've asked, and he just hasn't ever touched me. Well, don't quit asking. Don't quit asking. Just keep asking. Just keep coming forward. Just keep getting anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because one of these days, amen, hallelujah, oh, he will heal them all. Amen. In Matthew 10 and 1, he called all the 12 disciples. And the Bible says he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. And watch this. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And they didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet. He just had that name. That's right. I tell you what, I think I got a leg up on them tonight. You know, God, sometimes he chooses folks to have different gifts. And I'm not telling you, amen, that I have this gift, but I tell you what, God has healed under my hand before. I prayed for some and they didn't get healed. But I prayed for some that blew my mind when they did get healed. So you know what I do, sister? I just pray for them all and let God sort them out. Amen, amen. For one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing. It's amazing that the Bible puts faith and healing right together. I just happen to be filled with faith tonight. How about you? Do you got a little faith? I know you got some. Amen. You got faith to walk in here tonight. Hallelujah. But do you got enough faith, amen, to know that Jesus is here? Hallelujah. To do a work tonight. To heal tonight. I don't care the problem. I don't care the situation. Amen. Give him a hand clap. Give him a hand clap and pray. Amen. Amen. In Luke, he says it again. He called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Listen, them two go together. Death, burial, resurrection, and healing go together. It's one kingdom. It's one healer. It's one name. And come on, somebody. Amen. We repent to one name. We're baptized in one name. Hallelujah. We receive that Spirit from one. Hallelujah. And we're healed by the same name. There's power in that name of Jesus. Power in that name of Jesus. Amen. That word, Brother Mike, right here where it says he give them power and authority. Now, if you look that up, you can see that I could say it give them power and power. Yeah, because the one power is exousia. Exousia. That means authority. So it gives them authority with the name. You have authority to use my name. Amen. Hallelujah. But the other definition in the Greek for power is dynamis. It's where our word dynamite comes from. Now you can take this Bible. Brother Mike, stand up and show him your Bible. Take this Bible right here. Amen. This is nothing but a great big stick of dynamite. That's what that is. It's powerful. It's dynamite. But guess what? If it don't have no fuse, it's worthless. You can have a great big stick of dynamite right here. And right here, preach to you. And there's no fuse connected to it. It's just a great big, powerful event waiting to blow some sickness out of here, waiting to chase some devil out of here, waiting to bring some deliverance out of here. But it's got to have a fuse. It's got to have a fuse, sister. My Bible tells me, amen, that our God has given every man a measure of faith. I don't care how short that faith is. That faith is your fuse. If you take that faith, amen, you take that fuse, hallelujah, you attach it to that dynamo. You attach it to that dynamite. Oh, come on, somebody. And then we get a little fire going on in here. Get a little Holy Ghost coming on in here. Amen. Put a little fire to that fuse, and you watch what happens. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap. Oh, baba bari astara bakata tatasi. Baba baba bari astara bakata tatahaya. Oh, bari astara barara. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells me they departed. They went from town to town preaching the gospel and healing the sick. I tell you what, the obedient, now you got to get this, the obedient are successful. I don't care which end of the pew you're sitting on. I don't care if you're sitting up here next to pastor or you're sitting down there. There's got to be obedience in both places. There's got to be obedient to the dynamo. There's got to be obedience. I got to be obedient to preach this. I got to somehow stir up your obedience. Amen. Stir up your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for. Amen. Let me show you how this works in Scripture. Acts chapter 3. Peter and John, they went to the temple to pray. Amen. There was a lame man there, lame from his mother's womb, the Bible says. Amen. And when this guy seen Peter and John about to go into the church house, he held up his little bowl or cup or whatever, alms for the poor. And I don't even think, Brother Mike, that he was even looking at him. He just kind of seen the feet or heard him, and he stuck up to alms. Man, he's been like this all his life. How long have you had your problem? Huh? Longevity has no effect on my God. It doesn't matter how long, amen, that you've had this issue. It does not matter to Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Get a hold of this faith here. Amen, amen. Peter and John, amen, amen. Peter fastened his eyes on him. Hallelujah. And John, and they said to him, hey, look on us. Hey, pay attention. Hey, look, hey, you want a miracle tonight? Look on me. Pay attention. Be obedient to the word. That's what he's saying here. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he gave heed to them. And not just did he give heed, he expected something. That's his obedience. That's your obedience tonight, amen. You got to have enough faith, hallelujah, to reach out, amen, to look up, amen, to where your healing is coming from, hallelujah, to get your eyes off of your problem. Amen, amen, and expect to be healed. Oh, praise God, praise God. We got a story in the Old Testament, amen, in the book of Numbers, amen, where we had some disobedient folks. They'd done something to make the Lord mad, and he sent them some serpents and some scorpions, and they were biting them. Yeah, that's what happened. And in Numbers 21:5, the people came to the pastor. They spake against God and against the pastor. Dangerous ground. Amen. Wherefore have ye brought us out of this Egypt to die in the wilderness? No bread, no water. Our soul loatheth this light bread. They're complaining about everything God has done for them. So the Lord sent fiery serpents, amen, among the people. And they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. 21 says, therefore the people, they come to their senses and they come back to the pastor. Came to Moses and said, hey, we have sinned. We have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make thee a fire and serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. So Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent bit a man, any man, it says, when he beheld, in other words, when he looked, the serpent of brass, he lived. Well, here's the key to this. Those that just looked at their symptoms died with their symptoms. But those that would get their eyes off of their problem. I'm going to be bold here. Brother, I want you to look at me. Those that get their eyes off of their problems and lift their eyes up, amen, to the one that can heal them. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. You feel the Spirit of the Lord in here? You get your eyes up off it. Don't put your head down. Don't put your head down. This ain't, your healing's not down here. Your healing's up here. Get your head up. Look at the Lord. He healed all diseases, every manner of sickness. John 3:14 says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Keep your eyes up here. Don't put your head back down. Come on, son. God's going to touch you tonight. But you have to be obedient. You have to stop looking down. You got to get your eyes up for where your deliverance is coming from. Oh, I believe God's going to do something tonight. I believe God's going to heal tonight. Well, how's your faith tonight? It doesn't matter how long the problem's been. Doesn't matter who's had it. What matters is if we can get our eyes lifted up and get our eyes off of the symptoms. Get our eyes, amen, on the healer. But there's some in Jesus' time that said, hey, wait a minute. Isn't this just Mary's son? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this just that guy? You know, this is the only place in Scripture where Jesus could not do many works. Why? Disobedience. They had excuses why they couldn't participate. Come on now. You know what's so great about preaching this? I know this is going to work. I know God's going to do something. I know God's going to touch somebody tonight. I know God's going to heal. Amen. Because all it takes is two of us being obedient. Me for preaching and you for responding. And what that does is unlocks God to do what he says. His word will do. And my Bible says God cannot lie. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Woo! Amen, amen. Proverbs 4, go ahead and stand with me. I'm just about ready to cut loose here. Proverbs 4 and 20, 22, listen to this. My son, attend to my words and glide thy ear to my sayings. Listen to me, he's saying. Oh, listen to me. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Watch this. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all. All, come on, somebody. All their flesh. I don't care what devil it is, what spirit it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Jesus. It doesn't matter to me. Come on, somebody. I don't care how long you've had this problem. It doesn't matter to me. I don't even care how old you are. Come on, somebody. And God's word is life. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preach the kingdom of God. Go and heal the sick. Go and heal the sick. All right. I got one last thing here, and we're going to let the Lord do something here tonight. Amen. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Do you understand how God looks at you? Do you understand how God looks at you? Do you understand that He thinks you're a lot better than a sheep? But yet He says, go preach to all the creatures. Yeah, don't He? But He says man's better than a sheep. Come on, come up here and gather around the altar here. Amen. You need a touch from the Lord tonight. Come on up here. Amen. Amen. And wherefore is it lawful to do well in the Sabbath days? You know what? I'm going to reinterpret that for you. Amen. We're having church. This is a Sabbath day. Is it lawful to heal on a Sabbath day? What do you think Jesus says? Jesus says, yay and amen. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. So He says to the man that had the withered hand, He says, now's your chance. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter who it's in front of. But there's something you got to do. You got to take that illness. You got to take that problem. And you got to get your eyes off of it. And you got to lift it up. You got to stretch it forth. You got to stretch it forth. And my Bible tells me, amen, that hand, the sickness just didn't stop there. The sickness just didn't stop there. No, 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 no. The man was restored whole. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, do some, give me some too. Oh, Jesus. Come on, stick your hand up in the air. Get them up there. In the name of Jesus, right now, God. God, I claim a healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, do a work, Lord. Do a work, Lord. The top of His head. The top of His head. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, believe it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Kaya Kanda.